Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. When God called the Israelites out of Egypt, he called them first to the desert. The desert was the place where God chose to reveal himself to his people. It was in the desert that God came down in fire to select them as his own. It was in the desert that God revealed his plan for their lives. And it was in the desert that the Israelites first united themselves to God through communal worship and the covenant. So what was it about the desert that made it a good meeting place for God and humanity? What was it about the desert that made it a place where it was easier to come into contact with God? There are doubtless many answers to that question, but one answer, surely, is that the desert is a place of quiet, and you need quiet if you want to encounter the living God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. In cities and towns, there are sounds of people. In forests and jungles, there are the sounds of birds and animals and rushing water. But in the desert, there is mostly silence. And silence is the place where God may be heard. Psalm 46, verse 10 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." Why is that? Why does God wait for the quiet? Why does he wait for the stillness? Why does he wait for the sound to be gone before he makes himself known? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. It's the way of creatures to call attention to themselves with sound. We call out to a friend to make them notice us. We honk our horns to let other drivers know we're there, or to let them know that the signal's changed from red to green. Get going, buddy. Birds have mating calls. Rattlesnakes rattle, dogs bark. And of course, computers ding and cell phones ring. all creatures say, "Look at me," with noise. God won't do that. He refuses to compete with his creatures. If he wanted to, oh, he could fill the earth, fill the universe with overwhelming thunder, and he could make it impossible to ignore him ever. But he does the opposite. He remains utterly silent, and he waits for us in the desert of silence. Only if we come to him there will he communicate with us. That's why Mother Teresa would say, "In the silence of the heart, God speaks." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Needless to say, if silence is where God is found, then the way many of us live isn't very conducive to an encounter with God. A lot of us are cramming sound into every free second we have. When we're not reading or watching something, we're listening to something. Whether we're driving or cleaning or washing dishes or doing home repair or going on walks, we fill our ears with sound. Phone calls, the TV running in the background, music, audiobooks, the sound of notifications, and yes, even podcasts. It's a steady stream of sound. Some of it is good, but it's all creatures, all created things, competing for our attention. While the infinite God, he waits quietly for us to turn the volume down on everything and come out to meet him in the desert of silence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Lent is supposed to be our special time in the desert. A time where we can sacrifice things so we can encounter God. And that means Lent should be a time to sacrifice noise and have more silence. Wouldn't it be interesting if someone asked you, what are you sacrificing this Lent? And you said, noise. For sure, we should be praying in silence every day, going into our room and closing the door, going to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament at an adoration chapel, going for a walk in silence, going someplace quiet every day to pray, but also making more deliberate efforts to reduce sound, even good sound in our lives. During our commute, making the decision to not make a phone call or turn on the radio or listen to news or a podcast or an audiobook while we drive, or making the decision to clean the kitchen and dining room without listening to anything, maybe even trying to go several hours of the day without speaking to anyone at all, just to create quiet, just to show God that our attention isn't dominated by creatures, just to let the Lord know we are available, that we have created space, that we have created silence for Him. Remember the words of Mother Teresa, "In the silence of the heart, God speaks." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know Our Lady has asked us to do two things: to pray the rosary every day, and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary podcast. Plus, we will be praying the rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you, and we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. So, Teresa, what did this meditation on silence in the desert cause you to reflect on?
You know, I'm really, really bad at this one. I think, especially being a musician and really liking music, it is really hard for me to give up listening to music. But I think what's easier to give up, and what I know I should give up, is I feel like there's just this growing habit of watching TV or something while I eat. And it's kind of interesting to me, because I think almost the accessibility we have to media and to music, if we have a radio in our car, or if we have a laptop or a TV in our living room, there's just this feeling that because it's there, we should do it. Like, I genuinely feel like when I get in the car, I have to play music. I have to find music to play, even if I'm not really in the mood. I just have to have something in the background. And I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense other than the fact that it's there.
Well, I will be the first to say that we need beauty in our lives every day. And a lot of music is really beautiful. And I'm not talking just classical music or religious music. But have you ever noticed something that when we get too much of a good thing, we get bored with it?
Yeah, I get so dead tired of music. I get so fed up with the music that I already know. And then I'm always fiending for something new and more. But it's really just that I've over-listened to everything that I like.
Yeah, yeah. This is the amazing thing about silence. As we were saying in the meditation, silence is what allows us to be available and to actually hear God. But in another sense, silence is what allows us to really enter into and delight in music or a conversation with another person or a really well-read audiobook or even something as simple as the birds calling out to each other.
Yeah.
Or the sound of the wind or the sound of the rain. But you can only get that appreciation and that delight if we have a good dose of silence in our lives.
That's a really good point. I didn't even think about it that way. But this is the too much of a good thing. It is good, but we just enjoy it less when we have too much.
Yeah.
I gotta put the music away. Maybe I'll enjoy it a lot more. It's like taking a break from something makes it so much more enjoyable.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you know, I can't talk about the theme of silence without bringing up my favorite zombie movie.
I was gonna say, there's two things you always bring up when we talk about silence.
What's that?
You
what are the two?
You bring up Car Radio by 21 Pilots, which is a great song on this theme. And you bring up I Am Legend with Will Smith.
I do love the song Car Radio by 21 Pilots because when I was in college, it happened to me. I had a really nice stereo stolen out of my car, and then I had to drive back to my hometown in dead silence.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great song. I love the line in there, sometimes quiet is violent, because doesn't it feel that way when we're used to, when we're addicted to sound, when we have silence, it feels like we're being ripped apart.
It's so deeply uncomfortable. And part of that is just we're experiencing our own thought.
But if we will persevere in silence, we'll pass through that feeling of being ripped apart into solitude. And there we will hear God.
And that's the scene you were talking about from I Am Legend.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but I watched that movie like once a week when I was younger.
I love this. I love that scene where I don't remember the female actress.
I don't remember either of their names.
I don't remember the name of the woman who saves him from the zombies. But if you watch closely in that movie, his vehicle gets turned over by the zombies and they're smashing through the windows trying to kill him, but they're dark seekers, so they can't take the light. And all of a sudden there's this immense flash of light. And then right at that moment, you see a woman's silhouette and a rosary hanging from the rearview mirror. Flash of light, a woman and a rosary.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. But what I love is the conversation they have later where he's losing his mind and she says to him, God told me. And he said, the God, the God. And she said, yes, God told me. He has a plan. The world is quiet now. You just have to listen. If we listen, we can hear God's plan.
Isn't that crazy that that is the crux of that film?
That is the whole point of that film.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's true. But we've become addicted to silence, or to noise. We've become addicted to noise. But I tell you, the more I really spend time in silence, all the good sounds of the world come alive.
Mm.
And you can hear God's voice almost continuously.
It's why dedicated time in prayer is so important every day, to just sit in silence with God. Because even if you just go to go sit in a church, sometimes it can be a little loud. If you go sit in an adoration chapel, it's a little different. If you sit in front of the exposed sacrament or sit in silence in your home. But there's a difference between, even praise and worship is beautiful, but there's time where we need silent prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. And the more we cultivate a taste for silence, the more that's all you want. But then you can hear God almost continuously. So maybe it's a good resolution. Let's sacrifice unnecessary noise, unnecessary speaking, and make ourselves available to hear God.
I thought you were going to say, as a good resolution, shut up.
That's another way to say it. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.